Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Tom Petty, the late, great Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And, of course, my new book, The Third Ingredient, is now available on Amazon. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Forbes, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, and author of many books, including his most recent one, Reviving America. Steve Forbes, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about the global economy. And as most everyone knows right now, President Trump is taking some steps in the area of trade with regard to trade agreements, trade negotiations. During the campaign, he appeared to be a protectionist. Some people still think he is. I always thought that he was doing it more of as a negotiating tactic, and I still want to believe that. What do you think?
Well, first, we should keep in mind tariffs are sales taxes. We should never forget that. And I think there are other ways to deal with trade abuses, especially with the Chinese, than threatening sales taxes. And I hope they are able to sort this thing out, get these things renegotiated, and especially deal long term, because it's going to take a while to really get our teeth into the practices of China. And I hope we do it without harming the economy. One of the things that I worry about with all the talk of these sales taxes is that people hesitate to make investments. You know, uncertainty, you don't get as
right.
much investment as you would otherwise.
Right.
So I hope they get these things sorted out quickly, because I think this economy is ready to move. Already, as you know, there are some labor shortages appearing in parts of the country.
It's epidemic.
People are starting to come back to the workforce.
Street.
So we got a boom if we don't make mistakes.
Right. Some of my experts say that China has more to lose in a trade war than the U.S. does, and it would hurt them quicker. And it seems that maybe the new king, so to speak, the new Chinese president, the king president for life over there, it seems like he may be blinking a little bit on the trade war. What do you think?
Well, don't call him, he's actually emperor. They don't have formal emperors anymore, but
right.
think of him as the emperor, the new emperor.
Right.
I think the Chinese, they've been around, as we know, for thousands of years, so they know how to negotiate. They know how to make the right noises. I just think we have to be prepared for a long haul, and I'd like to see more refined instruments, including working with the Europeans who have the same complaints we do against Beijing, to come up with a strategy that puts Beijing on the hot
right.
seat. And they know that they're not going to be able to wiggle around it. And while they would lose more in a trade war, we would be hurt.
Right.
I don't want us to be hurt. I want us to be booming. Because when we boom, that changes the geopolitical strategic situation.
But we have to find a way, Steve, to get them to prevent, to stop them from abusing our relationship with intellectual property.
Exactly.
With the way they prop their own prices up. That's not good for anybody either. Do you think we should have gotten out of the TPP? And it seems like maybe President Trump is looking into getting back into the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. What do you think?
I think it's good that it's going to be revived, and I think some of his concerns about it obviously will be addressed, because if they make that work the proper way, not the Obama way, but the proper way, the Trump way, call it, it'll be very good against China, because China's neighbors want us there.
Yeah.
They want to have a strong U.S. They want to trade with the U.S.
They need us.
They've been
us.
Around China for thousands of years. They have no illusions.
Right. Right. And with this new president, that hand is stronger than it ever was. I mean, in terms of his power, I mean, he doesn't even have to blink anymore in the region now, and so they definitely need us. What else do you think? What about the as far as the Trans-Pacific Partnership? China is not part of that, is it?
China what?
China is not part of the TPP, right? They're not.
No, no.
They're out.
And that's why they hope the thing falls apart. But it isn't. And if we get it right, it'll be good for us and good for Japan and good mm-hmm. for Asia. And I think it'll also demonstrate that China, that the U.S. is very different from what it was under Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. Do you see a more America-centric manufacturing going on these days?
Oh, I think there's going to be, in the next generation, enormous advances in manufacturing, especially in the area of high tech,
mm-hmm.
where just as we are the leader with Silicon Valley, I think we'll be the leader in many legacy areas in manufacturing. You're mm-hmm. already starting to see it with legacy industries like the energy industry.
Right.
There are a lot of startups there. What we're able to do now with the soil and drilling
right.
Was unimaginable a few years ago. You know, in a decade, we could become the lowest cost producer of oil and gas in the world.
And that contributes to growing manufacturing, doesn't it, since they can put their factories right on top of the supply.
Absolutely, and that's why you're going to see a lot of investment here, because our energy is going to be so much cheaper, plus whatever our flaws are, we're a safer place than the rest of the world.
Steve, hold on to that thought. Forbes.com, is that right?
Yes.
And folks, you can check out Steve's, all of his, the work he and all of his organization does there. The new book is called Reviving America. Quick break, 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.